Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome our next guest in studio, Denise Peek, Executive Director of the Entrepreneur Institute of Mid-Michigan. Hi, Denise.
Hi, Jack.
You're a neighbor.
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, it's great that we could have you here and talk about something I think is pretty important, and that is the fall semester of Foundations of Business Planning. Can you talk about that?
Yes, it is our business development training program that we have at the Entrepreneur Institute, and it's a really great program. It will take an existing entrepreneur or a startup entrepreneur through the entire elements of writing a business plan, and then some things. We start out at the very beginning about looking at your credit, which is very important. As you would know, access to capital is kind of tight right now, so you must know what your credit is. And then we go into your business description. You know, what is your business going to be about? Then we do a lot of research so that you can find out who your target audience is going to be, who your customer is going to be, and whether or not your concept is really viable. Sometimes I've heard people say to me during my tenure as executive director and facilitator, everybody will want my product. Well, as you know, Jack, everybody doesn't want everybody's product.
Right.
So that whole process of going through all those elements, the management, the operations, what type of insurance are you going to need? How should you legally structure your business? How do you hire employees? What do you ask employees? All those things are very, very important. So we try to provide the foundation. That's why it's called Foundations of Business Planning, so that you get a solid foundation as you work through that process of how do I want to run my business? Do I want to hire my family or do I not want to hire my family? Which sometimes, as you know, hiring family can not be a good thing, but then it can be a good thing. So the whole 15 weeks is designed so that you as the entrepreneur ask yourself some questions throughout the whole entire process, and you write in your business plan as we go along.
Someone suggested to me not too long ago that entrepreneurs are going to spend so much time on their business. The question is whether they want to do it in pre-planning or in crisis management later on.
That's a good question. I say do it pre-planning. I have a saying, people don't plan to fail. They sometimes fail to plan. In businesses, it's the same way. You know, people don't start a business to fail. They sometimes fail to plan. So if you do pre-planning on the front end, it could cost you a lot of crisis management, a lot of headaches, heartaches, even money in the long run. So planning up front is the key. I think that's the key.
Denise Peek, Executive Director of the Entrepreneur Institute of Mid-Michigan, our guest. Denise, tell us about the Entrepreneur Institute and how it came to be.
Well, we are a nonprofit organization. We've been around since 1995. We were incorporated in state in 1996. Then Mayor Hollister got a group of people together and told him about this thing that he wanted to try to do, and they kind of put it together. And so the organization first started out as we were mainly a microloan program where people could borrow up to $5,000. Well, then they realized that you can't give people money if they have no training to write a plan. So the training came in on the back end. And it was really started through some local banks and the Local Initiative Support Corporation and Michigan State University. So it was more like a small collaborative. But Mayor Hollister at that time understood that low to moderate income individuals sometimes don't have access to the resources that they need to start a small business. So that's how we got started.
What percentage of entrepreneurs starting a business would you guess know what they're supposed to do, understand writing a business plan, understand some of the basic principles you mentioned earlier?
If I had to guess, I'd say maybe 25.
Yeah, less than half, right?
I would have to say so.
Yeah.
Honestly, the majority of our clients that over the last 10 years have been existing business owners.
Sure, so they understand a little
more. And they've been an existence of for anywhere from 1 to 3 years. And they've been running it okay, but then they realize something is not clicking. And a lot of times it's not that they need money. They might just need to look at their business model. And a lot of times a business plan will help you look at the model of how you've been running your business. And so, to ask yourself questions like an exit strategy. Somebody said to me, I never even thought about exit strategy. Well, it's nice to have one.
Sure.
And if you don't
you
think
may not
about
be
it,
planning to exit, but you need to know where the exit is.
Exactly. You know, what if something happens to you from a health standpoint? What right. happens to your business at that time? So those things on the front end will help you in the long run.
All right. What's the most common question you get at the Entrepreneur Institute from people who are interested in starting a business?
The most common question I get is, how much money can I get? And my answer to that is, do you have a plan? Well, I don't have a plan. Well, I guess you can't have any money. And then the other question I usually get is, I don't have 15 weeks to sit down and write a business plan. Well, that tells me that you don't have the time that it takes to invest in your business. Mm-hmm. Because you have to view a business plan as an investment in the future of your business. Yes, it's an evil necessary, but you got to have it.
If you don't have the capital yourself and you don't have a way to convince anyone else to give you the capital, you probably don't have a business.
Exactly. And then you need the plan to show somebody to do the convincing so that you can have access to the capital. So a business plan is not only for capital, but it's also a roadmap. And at the Entrepreneur Institute, we try to make sure that all of our participants have access to all the resources and services that they need to answer the questions that they may have throughout the whole entire process.
All right. This class is held in a new training center at Impression 5 campus, right?
Yay! Yes.
All right. And who teaches it?
I am the facilitator.
You handle the whole thing. You bring in speakers?
I bring in guest speakers, and they are local entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. business owners, past participants of the program.
Oh, really?
Who have actually gone through, written their business plan, and started their business.
Now, that would be impressive to me if I walked in there and I saw someone who's very successful and said, I was sitting in the chair where you were, maybe not exactly that chair, but I was there in that role not so long ago, and here I am. Now I'm telling you what to do.
And I bring them back. Every training session, I bring back some of the entrepreneurs. Some of them have started their business. Some of them have not.
Now, this is 15 weeks, right?
Yes, 15 weeks.
And it meets on Wednesdays?
Wednesday nights from 6 until 9 p.m.
Okay.
They can register online.
All right. What's the cost?
The cost is $275 or $375. So it's based on your income.
Okay.
And so there's a little sliding scale there. The whole entire fee is not needed up front.
But what's this about a scholarship from the city of East Lansing?
If you're a city of East Lansing resident, there is scholarships available to those individuals who live in the city of East Lansing. They have to live in the
city. And who are going to have a business based in East Lansing? Or not necessarily?
Not necessarily, but they have to live in the city of East Lansing.
Okay. And if someone wants more information in terms of a website?
www.yourfoundationforbusiness.com.
Oh, that's pretty simple. www.yourfoundationforbusiness, just the way it sounds, long name, yourfoundationforbusiness.com.
Exactly.
Terrific. Well, how many people do you expect in the class? Is there a limit?
I have a 25-seat maximum.
Okay.
So right now, when I check lately,
openings.
I have a couple of openings.
Okay. Well, maybe we can fill that for you.
I would greatly appreciate it.
All right. And let us know how this goes, and this is something that you would do again in the spring?
In the spring.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll check back with you then.
Thank you, Jack.
All right. Denise Peek, Executive Director of the Entrepreneur Institute of Mid-Michigan, our guest, joining us in studio. When we get back, Scott, we're going to talk with John Sudsbury, Director of Communication and Media Relations for the Allstate Sugar Bowl. And we're going to talk about an important award that Kirk Cousins, Michigan State University, is a candidate for. We'll talk about that and much, much more coming up in just a moment on Ebling & You, 1320 WILS.